妹妹早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们再来翻开以弗所书。
Let's again turn to Ephesians.
我们读第四章。
Chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章，我们从第一节读到十六节。
Chapter 4, we will read from verse 1 to verse 16.
以弗所书第四章第一节开始。
The Epistle of Ephesians starting from chapter 4.
我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人就当与蒙召的恩相称，凡事谦虚温柔忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合为一的心。身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召同有一个指望，一主一信一喜一神，就是众人的父，超乎众人之中，冠乎众人之内，也住在冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。我们个人蒙恩都是照基督所量给个人的恩赐，所以经上说，他升上高天的时候，掳掠了仇敌，将各样的恩赐赏给人。既说升上，岂不是先降在地下吗？那降下的就是远升诸天之上，要充满万有的。他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量，使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端，唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督，全身都靠他联络得合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness, gentleness, with long suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism.One God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, he said, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. Now this, he ascended, what does it mean but that he also first descended into the lower parts of the earth?He who descended is also the one who ascended far above the all the heavens, that he might fill all things. And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints and for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith.And of the knowledge of the Son of God to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of man in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ.From whom the whole body joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part of its share causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love.
21到30节
Verse 21 to 30.
如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理，就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人。这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的，又要将你们的心智改换一新，并且穿上新人。这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。所以你们要弃绝谎言，个人与邻舍说实话， 因为我们是互相为肢体，生气却不要犯罪，不可含怒到日落，也不要给魔鬼留地步。从前偷窃的不要再偷，总要劳力亲手做正经事，就可有余分给那缺少的人。污秽的言语一句不可出口，只要随时说造就人的好话，叫听见的人得益处，不要叫圣灵担忧。你们原是受了他的印记，等候得赎的日子来到。
But you have not so learned Christ, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man, which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that you put on the new man, who was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, putting away lying, let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give place to the devil. Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands what is good, that he may have something to give him who has need. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers, according to the need of the moment. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption.
我们这次交通到属灵的建造。
We share on the spiritual building up this time.
第一堂我们特别是讲到属灵建造的大前提，那是我们要看见神永远的旨意。
The first session focuses on the premise of the eternal God's purpose, because for us to see this, we then will be able to do this spiritual building up.
我们要看见神要做什么。
We have to perceive what is that God wants to do.
我们也要看见神要怎么样来做他的。
We also have to see how God wants to do His work.
在神整个的计划的里面，他看重的就是他的儿子。
In the whole plan of God, what God regards is simply His Son.
神的奥秘就是基督。
The mystery of God is the Christ.
最后，他要万有在基督里面。
And in the end, he wants all things to be summed up in Christ.
但是当这个恢复的工作进到完成的过程里面，
But in the process for this work to actually into his final fulfillment,
你跟我是最重要的一环。
You and I are the most integral part.
因为基督的奥秘乃是教会。
Because the mystery of Christ is The church.
有一天当教会长大成人，
One day when the church grows up and matures,
叫神的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里面有盼望的人身上得着称赞的时候，
That's the time when the glory of God will be praised in us who first have hoped in Jesus Christ.
主才能够再来。
And this is the time that the Lord will return.
带进国度。
And then the kingdom will be ushered in.
引进新天新地。
To usher in the new heaven and new earth.
所以我们看到神要做工的时候。
So here we see when God wants to work.
他用着我们这些比天使微小一点的人。
He's using us who are just a little lower than angels.
叫天上执政掌权的看到教会的成长，就现今得知。神百般的智慧。
So the principalities and the powers in the heavenly places, when they see the growth of the church, then now they will be able to understand the manifold wisdom of God.
所以我们看到神所做工的中心是为了他的旨意。
Here we see that the very center of God's work is for his own purpose.
所以你去到属灵的建造是以基督为中心，不是以
All the spiritual building up is Christ-centered, not we-centered, not you and me.
但是我们一直都看到，当神的心得着满足的时候，
And we continue to see that when God's heart is gratified,
我们这些给使用的器皿,
all those who are vessels used by Him,
我们这些最关键的器皿,
all those who are the very critical vessels,
就成为盛装神恩典丰富权柄的这些的器具。
We have now become the vessels to contain all of God's glory, fullness, and His authority.
人被造的意义就在那里实现了。
And this is when the very meaning for us as man being created is fulfilled.
你才有真正的满足跟喜乐。
Then you will have this true fullness of joy and peace.
你在地上得了多少的名利与地位,
regardless of all the fame, riches, and status you might have accumulated on earth,
这些都是给你带进更大的虚空,
they can only lead you into even more emptiness.
给你有一时的兴奋可能,
they might have you excited for a spur of the moment.
这个年轻人要得到什么东西, 当你得到的时候, 你觉得, oh, it's so cool, 很high啊。
And just as young people have this desire for a certain gadget for quite a while, and then after you got it, I said, oh, this is cool.
后天, 我们这个 Silicon Valley 又有新的 version 出来, 你又觉得这个东西不酷了。
And maybe tomorrow, the day after tomorrow, new gadget comes up, then you feel this thing you have is not as cool as before.
叫你产生更大的 craving 对于物质的东西, 一直叫你在那里追啊抓啊在那。
Then there will be more maternal in this kind of craving, and then all you want to do is just trying to grasp, trying to get it.
虚空的虚空, 都是在普通, 物质的东西, 这世上跟世上的东西, 都要过去。
Vanity, vanity, it's all grasping for wind. All the material things of this world will soon pass away.
只有当神使用你,
only when God uses you.
当神的同在显在,
only when God's presence is manifested in you.
神的旨意透过你来做成一些属灵的建造,
and also through you, God is able to do the spiritual building to fulfill His will.
你就尝到一点天恩的滋味。
Then you will be able to taste just a little bit of this heavenliness.
你就觉得这个才是 叫我里面真正喜乐真正满足的那个东西。
Then you will know this is the only thing that will truly give me the true true satisfaction and the true joy.
所以人是照着神的形象的样式造的。
It's all because man is created in the image of God.
当神造人的时候, 神造万物各按其实成为美好, 又把一个永生, 一个永远放在你里面。
God has created all things, and all things are pleasant in His eyes, and then He has put this eternity in your heart.
只有那些进入永恒, 进入永远的那一些的价值, 才能真正的满足人。
Only the value that is qualified to enter into the eternity can actually satisfy you. So whenever we speak of the spiritual building up,
只有永远价值, 有永远不改变的, 才能够真正满足你这个很小的心灵。
That which has eternal value, that which does not change, can only satisfy your void in your heart, as little as it might be. So that let us all hold fast to the premise of this spiritual building up. I don't think we can go back to the first session.
昨天下午还有一点啊，我还要补充一下，我们才进入第四章。
But as to yesterday afternoon sharing, I would like just to add a little bit more to it.
就是第三章我们那里讲到保罗的那个祷告。
Here, chapter 3, we spoke of Paul's prayer.
说求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的名，叫你们心里的力量，叫你们里面的人刚强起来。
Paul prayed he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man.
要使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基。
That Christ may dwell in your heart through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love,
第十八节，能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深，并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。
May be able to comprehend it with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height.And to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with the fullness of God.
我们昨天讲到，当我们里面的人怎么样刚强起来
？Yesterday we mentioned how could this inner man be strengthened with might?
我们心里的力量怎么样能够刚强起来
？How can this inner strength be strengthened?
就是因为我们因着我们的信，让基督这个做生命做王的基督住在我们的心中。
It is through this faith.So the King of our life can abide in us.
今天基督住在哪里呢
？So where today where does Christ dwell?
哦，我们的弟兄告诉是在我们的灵里面。
Our brother told us that he dwells in our spirit.
所以我们的弟兄昨天晚上讲到，我们的灵被全然称圣。
Therefore, our brother said this last night that our spirit is sanctified entirely.
但是，他有没有真正的？在你心里面呢
But does Christ really live in your heart?
有没有在你的心思意念情感里面做王呢
Does he reign in your mind, your thought, your emotion?
这个我不敢讲啊，不然讲我就可能偷掉我们弟兄要讲的了。
I would not dare to go much further into it. Maybe I don't want to steal what our brother is going to share with us.
Okay.
Is that okay?
但是我们知道我们的主要在我们心中做王的时候
However, when we do know that our Lord wants to reign in our heart
我们才能够真正有从基督生命里面发出来有根有基的爱
Then that's the time that we can really bring forth this love which is rooted and grounded in the life of Christ
只有当基督真正在你生命里面做主做王的时候
Only when Christ truly reigns as a king in your life
你才有基督生命里面发出来那有根有基的爱
Then you would have this love which comes from the life of Christ and this love is rooted and grounded
今天你觉得很多人呢很有感情过 passion
Today, so many people are so passionate.
但是你发现他这个感情啊，一下子高一下子低啊，这些情绪高高上低低的啊。
But this passion goes up and down alternately.
啊，这个，所以我觉得，尤其是年轻的这些女孩子啊，我们都觉得这个心呐，有的时候会跳跳的啊，一下子很嗨，一下子又很 depressed。
Just as our young ladies whose hearts always go up and down, sometimes they are very high, sometimes they are so down, depressed.
这年轻的男孩子有的时候也是这样。
And the same with young boys.
因为我们这个时代的年轻人，他们环境太好。
Because the young men in this age are living in such a tremendous, wonderful, comfortable environment.
因为从小他们都有太多的选择，太忧郁的环境。
This because ever since youth, they have been given so many choices, living in affluent places.
他们都是 greenhouse 里边长大的。
So they all grow up in greenhouse.
啊，这个环境太好。有人说现在的年轻人呢，真是很看起来都很漂亮，都很能干啊，看样子啊。
So they all seem to be very talented and they all have
are
they all are good looking because they're living in such a wonderful environment.
但有人形容啊，这一代啊是草莓的一族。
But some people call this generation as the generation of strawberries.
很美丽，很甜呐、
啊。Outwardly looking, they're so sweet, so pretty.
但是一压就扁了。
Once you crush it,
就是这感情上，我觉得好像比较脆弱。
Once you crush it, they all went the go flat. So emotionally, they are very frail.
我不是。说你们不好，其实我很羡慕你们，能够像草莓那么美丽。
I'm not saying that you're not good, but actually I admire you because you all look as pretty as strawberries.
但是我们今天真正能够要给主使用的话
，But for us today truly be used by the Lord.
我们要有从基督生命里面出来的感情，出来的爱。
We have to have this love and sentiment that comes from the life of Christ.
所以这里就是说是有根有基。
Here the love is rooted, has a root and has a ground.
然后呢，就才能够与众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深。
Then next we'll be able to comprehend with all the saints what is with the depth and height and length.
同样我们在讲当我们讲到身体讲到属灵的建造讲到教会的建造的时候
When we speak of the body, speak of the spiritual building and the building of the church
你个人追求属灵的生活、追求、爱主你不管一个人追求到多么高的境界
Individually, you might pursue this life and you love the Lord, but no matter how high or how wonderful your pursuit might be,
如果你不能够进入众圣徒
no matter how high the realm you might reach, but if you are not able to enter into all the saints, the brothers and sisters, 你生命
的成长还是有限度
the growth of your life is still limited.
因为我们今天看到有很多基督徒，哎呀，好像是很完美的。
Today we have seen so many Christians; they seem to be so perfect.
但是，一进到教会的配搭服饰里面呢
，once they enter,
看到毛病就出来了。
Once they enter into the coordination of the service in the church, and then you see all the problems come up.
因为你本来在你自然的环境里面啊。好像没有人碰你啊，你这个 perfect environment 跟这个greenhouse 一样啊。
Because when you are alone in your comfortable perfect environment, you seem wonderful without blame because nobody dare to touch you.
当你进到教会里面，你就碰到一些不那么完美的人。
But once you enter the church, you encounter so many imperfect people.
因为别人的不完美，就显出你的毛病。
And because of other people's imperfection, reveals your own problems.
所以有些我们看到好像外表看来很好的完美的基督徒，但在教会的建造里面产不出功用。
So we see so many good, wonderful Christians outwardly looking, but they are useless in the building of the church.
后来他发现没有完美的人。
Then we will all come to the conclusion there are no perfect men.
没有完美的基督徒。
There are no perfect Christians.
只有愿意被破碎。愿意肯受对付的基督徒才能够在教会建造的里面显出功用。
Only those Christians who are willing to be broken up, to be dealt with, can actually bring out the function to serve in the Lord.
所以只等到进到基督的身体里面，让基督的爱再在你里面冲击一下。
So only when you come into the church, that the love of God spur you.
你这个人倒下来。
And you fall down.
因为我们每个人有我们每个人的成长的背景，有我们的爱好，有我们的各种各样的生活的习惯。
Because each one of us has our background, our likes, the way we live our life.
有人喜欢胖的，有人喜欢瘦的啊。
Some people like people more plump, others. Like people skinny.
有的人 说话呢很斯文，有的人说话像我这个举手画脚的，很不斯文的啊。
And there are people who speak so elegantly, and there are also people like me when I talk with my hands all over the place.
你看我们这里就是两个不同的人嘛。
So do you see we have two totally different styles here?
讲起话又优美又斯文，我这里在这个好像有点胡说八道一样。
And our translator speaks in a very elegant and very sticking to the rule way. But as I speak, it seems that I'm just chit-chatting and I'm just saying whatever comes into my mind.
当不是出于基督的生命。
Then again, when the life does not come from Christ, is living is being manifested. And when we come into this imperfect environment,
你知道没有一个教会是地上的教会是完美的。
You all know that none of the earthly churches is perfect.
各样古迷古怪的个性的人都在我们当中，不知道你们当中有没有古迷古怪的人。
I don't know if there are very peculiar, weird characters in your churches, but that's what the church is composed of.
而且我们的背景很多不一样。
And also our backgrounds are all different.
最起码的有美国长大的，有中国长大的，有台湾长大的，这个完全。
So at least we have different cultures here. Some people grow up in the States, other in China, in Taiwan.
只有当真正基督的大爱充满在我们里面的时候。
Now when only Christ's great love fills us.
融化了我们的旧人。
And when his love melts our old man.
这样我们才能够真正的进到身体的。
Then we can truly enter into the body of Christ.
这样我们才能够实际被建造。
And then we could concretely be built up.
这样我们才能够真正的被神使用。
Then we can be truly used by God.
所以我们讲到，你不能够让神做工，你就不能为神做工。
And this is why we say, he who does not let God to work in him cannot work for God.
因为我们真正做的工不是我们做。
Because the work that we actually do is not done by us.
是我们让神在我们身上做。
Instead, we allow God to work in us.
所以加拉太书二章二节说，现在活着的不再是我。
Galatians 2:20, it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
所以第二十节告诉我们，三章二十节说，神能照他运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足的成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。
And Ephesians 3:20, now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask and think.
但是很多时候你就觉得你们这些基督徒好像太被动。
And this is done according to the power that works in us. And some people feel that Christians are so passive.
你说动也错，这个静也错啊。
It seems that whether you're active or inactive, it's all wrong.
又要爱主，又要积极侍奉，你到底叫我动还是叫我不动？
And you tell me that we have to love the Lord, we have to serve the Lord actively, and then again being inactive. So which way is it?
所以我们就好像很矛盾。
It seems there is a contradiction here.
我就经常记得这个江舍涛弟兄就讲一个字啊，听得我很糊涂。他说你们基督徒啊，要 actively passive.
Brother Kang used to say this statement, and it always confuses me, that to be actively passive.
我说这个 active 就是 active, passive 就是 passive. 这两个是相反词的。
Active is active, inactive is inactive. They're contrary to each other.
被动就是被动，主动就是主动。你这两个是相，你叫我要主动的被动，这是什么意思？听得我很糊涂。
So active or inactive, and you tell me now being actively passive. So it really baffles me.
因为现在活着的不再是我。
And it's all because it is no longer I who live.
你要不要动？不许动！
Don't move. Do not move at all. Still.
这个老亚当，不要动。
That's saying you, the old Adam, stay still.
因为你已经死了。
Because you're dead.
Do you know that?
Do you know that?
啊，你已经死了。
You die.
我死了我就睡觉啊，就什么都不用做啊。
And you would say, well, I died as I fall asleep, I do nothing.
不要，你不要动，但是你要让基督在你里面活。
However, when you do not move, but do allow Christ to live in you.
就是我们要很积极的死，也很积极的要他活。
In other words, we actually die to ourselves and we also allow Christ to live in us.
这就是我们昨天讲的，将身体献上当作活祭。
And this is what we mentioned last night, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice.
你一直要做一个活的祭。
You continue to be the living sacrifice.
你献上这件事情是一直是活的 active。
Presenting this very matter is always active.
但是当你成为祭的时候，你就是一个 passive， 就是死的。
Once you become this sacrifice, you are dead.
所以
，and that's passive.
所以讲到属灵的事情嘛，是一个奥秘。
So when we speak of the spiritual matters, we know it is a mystery.
对于世上的人，他完全不知道我们在讲什么。
To the people in this world, they don't understand what we're talking about.
没有生命的人，他听了我这么一讲啊，就觉得你这个人真是刚才我说的有一点胡说八道，不知道你所讲的是什么。
And to those who do not believe without life, they just don't understand. Just as I said, they think I'm just making all the nonsense. But in Christ,
我们看到神做工的方法、原则、方向。目的的人
Those of us who see all the work of God in Christ, when we see its direction, its method, and its purpose,
神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足的成就一切，还能超过我们所求所想。
God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think.According to the mighty power that works in us.
在过去一段日子，在我们聚会的地方，我们一个月一次进行来交通啊，读一些属灵的书。我们读过两本教会历史的书。
Now, in my congregation, for the past few months, we would read a spiritual book once a month, and so far we have read two books.
一个是走天路的教会 Pilgrim Church.
One is Pilgrim Church.
另外一本我们最近读完的是 The Puritan， 就是清教徒的教宗，是这个中马田的。
The other book we just finished reading, Puritans, and it's written by Martin Jones.
那他最后有一个 chapter 里面呢，他讲到这个爱德华士，就 Jonathan Edwards 这个人。
Now in the very last chapter of the book, he talks about.Jonathan Edwards.
这个人在美国很出名，曾经做过 Princeton 的校长。
This is a very famous person in the United States who once was the president of Princeton University.
在他那一段里面，我就发现他有一段话呢，有一点像江医生所讲的。
And I found a paragraph in that book which is very similar to what Brother Kong has been saying.
或者我读几句，大家听一听。
Allow me to read few sentences to you.
他说，在满有效能的恩典的享用上，我们并不是全然被动的，也不是神先做一点工，然后我们负起全部的责任，不是的。是神做成全部的工作，我们呢也全然做出自己的一份。神做成一切，而我们也全然跟上去，因为我们所做的正是他所做成的果效。神是唯一的创始成终者， 它是源头，我们不过是安分的付诸行动。我们有各样不同的着眼点，我们完全被动，也同时全然主动。
The passage goes like this. In efficacious grace, we are not merely passive, nor yet does God do some, and we do the rest. But God does all, and we do all. God produces all, and we act all. For that is what he produces, our own acts. God is the only proper author and fountain. We only are the proper actors. We are in different respects, wholly passive and wholly active.
就是所有有效的啊，恩，我们能够享用主的恩典的这条路。
Now, it speaks of the efficacious grace. That means the grace is effective and we can actually enjoy it.
它是不是我们什么都不做。
To use it. But that doesn't mean that we do nothing.
啊，他说，是神做成了一切。
He says it is God who has done it all.
我们呢，是安分的啊，啊，连上他所做的。
And we simply being who we are, being linked up with him.
是完全的被动。
So it simply is wholly passive.
但是也同时是全然的主动。我们把自己让他来做。
But at the same time, we are wholly active, and we allow him to work in us and through us.
所以在这件事情上呢，我觉得对我们的天性啊，是很大的挑战。
And I believe in this very matter, it's such a great challenge to our nature.
因为今天很多时候我们在教会里面，或者我们跟别人做，是你做还是我做？你做我就不做。
Because in the church, we often see this. And people we would be talking to, we would ask each other, will you do this or I do it? Well, if you're going to do it, I won't.
我们要干呢，我就来干一场嘛。
Well, that's all roll up our sleeves. Let's get on it.
但是你又不让我做，但你又不要我走，又要我在这个里面跟你一起同工。
And you tell me,
搞得我好像很别扭。
You do not want me to do it, and then you do not let me go, and I just feel so restrained, so uncomfortable in this.
其实这个目的就是叫你别扭。
But actually, that's the whole point.
这个整个的过程就是叫你这个人呢，不要那么爽。
不要
那
么。
那么爽。
The whole point is to place all kinds of limits upon you so that you will not be a free spirit.
整个的人呢，就是要要你的命。
And the whole point is to exact your soulish life.
我告诉你，进入教会的配搭。
Now let me tell you, to go into the service coronation.
啊，我这个一讲，我看到这个教会里面服侍的负责弟兄脸都在笑啊，就是有一个会心的微笑，因为他们都给人整死过。
And I am talking about this, I can see all the leading responsible brothers seem to have this a broad smile coming from their heart because they have always been taken advantage of by others or being put in a very difficult situation. Now, here we know that God has placed this treasure in your heart.
叫宝贝的光怎么照出来呢?
Then how can this treasure glow its light out?
如果你这个瓦器不被破碎的话,
if this earthen vessel is not broken,
三章做末了就说但愿他在教会中并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀直到世世代代永永远远。
Verse 21, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever, Amen.
什么叫做他在教会中得着荣耀？
What does it mean to receive the glory in the church?
就是你里面的宝贝的光可以照出来。
That is when the light of the treasure within you can glow out.
能够在你的身上，在你们这一群人的身上彰显出来。
And this light can be seen among all this group of people.
教会的建造就是要在这些瓦器、这些有问题、这些 problem 的人身上，把神的荣光照出来。
The building up of the church is simply to bring out the glowing light of these earthen vessels, all these people with problems, with issues.
不是照一下，而是直到世世代代，永永远远。
And the light will be glowing just not just for the one moment, but to all generations forever and ever.
在这个基础上，我们学到这个基础。我们就可以进入第四章了。
If we have mastered the lesson based upon this, then now we can enter into chapter 4.
因为第四章，保罗就开始说：“我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。”
Here Paul says, "I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called."
我们讲到前面三章，讲到神永远的旨意，讲到什么是教会，讲到神的心意。
Here we said, the first three chapters speak of God's eternal purpose. What is the spiritual building up of the church? What is the very His heart's desire?
现在第四五六章就讲到你们怎么行出来。
Now here chapters 4, 5, 6.Speak of the theme, how we could carry them out.
你看到这是保罗的书信，一般都是这样的啊，不论是罗马书也好，不论是哥罗西书也好，前面讲真理，后面讲实行。
And this is basically how Paul's epistles are written. As always, the truth at the beginning, and also the execution toward the end. You could see this in Romans, also in Colossians.
这里说行事为人就当与所蒙召的恩相称。
Here Paul says that you should walk worthy of the calling with which you were called.
我们是同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄。
And we are holy brethren, partakers of a heavenly calling.
我们的儿女弟兄头天晚上就讲到全然成圣的这个召。
Now our brother Ernie spoke of thisWhole sanctification, this very calling.
这里讲的招，我相信是根据以弗所书一二三章里面所讲的。
And I believe this calling mentioned here is based upon what's said in Ephesians 1:2-3.
第一章最末了一节。是把我们招到基督的身体里。
The very last verse in chapter 1 calls us into Christ.
说教会是基督的身体，是那充满万有者所充满
的。So church is the body of Christ, the fullness of Him who fills all in all.
他要我们被他来充满。
He wants us to be filled by Him.
他要我们成为他的身体。
And He wants us to become His body.
第二章最末了一节。
The very last verse of chapter 2.
你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
In whom you also are being built together for dwelling place of God in the Holy Spirit.
我们这个招是叫我们这一群人能够成为神的居所。
This call causes us to become the dwelling place of God.
第三章最末了的一节。
Last verse of chapter 3.
是叫我们成为神荣耀的彰显。
The call causes us to become the manifestation of God's glory.
所以我们就看到一二三章讲到荣耀的教会。
So here we see chapter 1-3 speak of this glorious church.
讲到我们是被这个恩召来召到身体的里面来。
They speak of us being called by this gracious calling into the body of Christ.
让神充满我们。
So God can fill us.
我们被建造成为神的居所。
So we can be built up as a dwelling place of God.
叫神因着我们而得着荣耀。
So that God can be glorified through us.
所以当我们进到这个召的里面去。
So when we actually enter into this calling.
所以我们行事为人就应当与所蒙召的恩相称。
Then we shall walk according worthy of the calling with which we were called.
我们这一群人 就如身子是一个，却有许多肢体，肢体越多仍是一个身子，那基督也是这样。
We are just like the verse says that as the body is one and has many members, but many members of that body being many is one body, so also is the Christ.
哥林多前书十二章十三节那里说，我们不屈是犹太人，是希利尼人，是为奴的，是自主的，都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体，隐于一位圣灵。
By one spirit we have been baptized, regardless of Greeks or Jews or slave or free, and we have all also been made to drink into one spirit. Galatians 12:13. First Galatians 12:13.
就是告诉不管你是谁，你是美国人，你是巴西人，你是大陆来的，你是台湾来的，你们凡就是蒙恩得救。都招到这个身体里面来。
That's 1 Corinthians 12:13. So regardless of your ethnicity, you're from China, America, Brazil, now you have all been called into this body.
你们都是从一位圣灵受洗。
You're all baptized into one body.
就当你信主的那一刻，
by one spirit.
你已经给招到这个身体里面。
So once you believe in the Lord,God has called you into the body.
你就是一个 full member, 你就是一个整个的一个肢体。
Then you are a member of the body, a full member.
所以你不再是外人和客旅，你是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人。
No longer are you the strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints.
而且这个家的主是主。
And members of the house of hold of God, and the Lord, the master of this house is our Lord. So when we enter into this body, as we will be focusing our sharing on this concrete implementation of the spiritual building up,
就是我们要摆出元首与身体的见证。
That's to say we have to manifest this very testimony of the head in the body.
从以弗所一二三章最后一节。
From the very last verse of chapter 1, chapter 2, and chapter 3.
你看到我们里面一切都是让神来充满的。
You see that?We are the body. Everything within us is being filled by God.
让他做元首。
Let him be the head.
我们里面所要成为神的居所。
And let him make us to become the dwelling place of God.
我在这里啊，你们很好的招待我。
And here I have been welcomed so warmly.
所以里面住得很舒服。
And I live comfortably.
好像比在家里还舒服。
And my lodging seems to be better than that in my house.
但是今天主耶稣住在我们当中舒不舒服？
But is the Lord Jesus comfortably living within us today?
好像时候我们会接待人呐、啊，超过会接待主耶稣。
A lot of times it seems that we know how to receive man instead of receiving Lord Jesus.
我们这个招是要叫被招成为叫主耶稣叫神成为在我们当中得到安息，得着居所。得着享受的地方。
Our calling is to make us a dwelling place for the Lord, for God, so that He can enjoy the rest and He can enjoy His home and His rest, His abiding with us.
而且，什么叫做让他做元首？
And what does it mean that let him be the head?
让他在我们当中彰显出来。
That is to say, let the Lord be manifested in our midst.
不是我们某一个人。
It's not a particular person.
不是我们的传统。
Not our tradition.
是主的荣耀。
It's the Lord's glory.
不见一人，只见耶稣的彰显。
Here we see no one but the very manifestation of Christ.
因为只有这样。
Only in such a manner.
只有一切都是基督。
Only when all is Christ.
一切都是出于基督所生命的。
Only when all originated from the life of Christ.
才能够有第二节。凡事谦虚温柔忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此量我。
Then we can come to verse 2. With all lowliness, gentleness, with long suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
我相信我们不用多讲，我们可以谦卑一下，可以温柔一下，但是不能凡事。你对我要求 too much， 我受不了。
I don't have to elaborate more on this. For a while, we can be lowly and gentle, but not in everything. I can't stand this.
只有当基督在你里面真正的做你的生命的时候，
Only when Christ in you truly becomes your life.
只有真正的活着的不再是你，乃是基督的。
When truly it is no longer you who live, but Christ lives in you.
这个谦卑呀、啊。温柔啊，是学不来的。
This humility, this meekness, is not something you can learn to have them.
我记得我刚刚信主的时候就学习谦卑。
I remember when I first believed in the Lord, I tried to learn to be lowly.
最谦卑的服侍是什么？
So, what's the lowliest service in the church?
洗厕所。
To clean the bathroom.
我洗过一个星期。
I did that for 1 week.
结果年长的人没有人夸奖我。
And nobody had ever praised me for doing that.
我的谦卑就用完了。
And then I used up all my humility.
我们觉得我这么谦卑，你们都没有看到我。
And I said, I have been so humble, and nobody has seen it.
弟兄姊妹，只有谦卑的生命才能够活出谦卑的生活。
Brothers and sisters, only a humble life can live out a humble living.
其实我们的谦卑是为了骄傲而谦卑。
Actually, our humility is actually for the sake of being proud.
只有有一天基督的爱充满在你。
But only when one day God, the love of Christ fills us.
你就有一天发现那个你最不喜欢那个肥的胖的那个弟兄啊，他就突然之间变成很可爱了。
That should be maybe one day when you see this fat and person that whom you really do not like become so lovable.
为什么？
Why?
不是他变了。
It is.It's not that he has changed. In fact, it is because the love of Christ has filled you.
现在活着的不是你，而是基督那温柔谦卑的生命在你里面。
It's no longer you who live, but that lowly, gentle life of Christ now lives in you.
所以才能够有凡事谦卑、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此量我。
And that's why.We could do this with all lowliness and gentleness in all things, with long suffering, bearing with one another, and also keep the bond of peace.
而且是竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
And here we endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit.
这里就讲到七个一。
And here we see the one repeated 7 times.
这七个一不是都不是我们做的。
Each single one is not done by us.
都是基督把生命给我们的时候。
It is only when Christ has given us his life.
我们因着基督是我们的生命，成为我们的生命而带出来的结果。
And this is actually the outcome when Jesus Christ is our life within.
就是 神借着圣灵，当我们信主的时候，已经给了我们的。
And this is something that God through the Holy Spirit has already given to us, at the very moment we believe in the Lord.
一位主，一个信的对象跟内容，一喜一神，身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，一个指望。
And here we read one Lord, one object, one content of our faith, and one God.
这里说不是叫我们去追求得到这七个一。
Here the verse is not saying that we have to strive to get this one.
是我们要保守。
Instead, we have to keep it. That's to say that we have already got it.
圣灵已经把这七个一完全给了我们。
Because the Holy Spirit has given us this one in seven of seven.Dimension to us. So every one of us who believes in the Lord has actually entered into this one. When we enter into the church, then we have to endeavor to keep this oneness. Only when we do not flaunt ourselves.
当我们让基督在我们个人跟我们团体生活中做头的时候。
Only when Christ is the head, individually and corporately.
就当我们看到我们是身体，他是头的时候。
When we see that we are actually the body and he is the head.
这个七个一就显在实际的里面。
And this one, repeated seven times, will...Come into the reality.
现在活着的不再是我。
It is no longer I who live.
基督在我里面。
But Christ lives in us.
每次我们讲到一的时候。
Every time when we speak of oneness.
这里都在要你的老命。
It's gonna take all your life.
因为这里只讲一，没有二，没有三。
Here we are only talking about one.Not two, not three.
今天我们来到聚会里面说，主耶稣做老大。
Now, here we come to the meetings and we say, Lord, you're the number one.
可能徐弟兄做老二。
Maybe Brother Xu is number two.
有一天我要做老三。
Maybe one day I'll be the number three.
我拼命的在服侍啊，我拼命在奉献啊。
Therefore, I strive to serve. I strive to.Offer myself to God.
你看在这里，我们的弟兄也不愿意，也没有，没有不要做老二。
But here you see, our brother is never number two.
也没有老三的位置。
Nor is there such a position called number three.
教会只有一个位置。
In the church, there is only one position.
就是老大的位置。
And reserved for the number one.
就是我们的主。
That is our Lord.
就是元首。
That is our head.
我们都是身体。
We're all members of the body.
你发现吗？在教会的里面，神要做的工。
Do you see this?
取用了一个非常难度高的一个方向。
The work that God wants to do in the church has actually is a very difficult work in this extremely difficult
case
because God has it seems that we have so many people here.
教会里面不是一个dream team 就可以搞定所有的服事的。
It's not that all the services can be done by a so-called dream team.
我们都有 expert.Professional 的，你看今天有的这个教这个大教会都是有专业的人士。
With all the professional experts to do all the work, just like some of the big churches today have.
那不是身体。
That's not the body.
那是一个组织。
That's an organization.
那是一个人的团体。
That is a human group.
那更不是一个见证。
It's definitely not testimony.
教会乃是要看到元首与身体。
In the church, you have to see the head and the body.
中间那个关系是生命的关系。
And there is this relationship of life in between.
不是组织的关系，不是利害的关系。
Now, it's not the relationship of organization.Or invested interest. So in the whole process of building up the church,
里面这条路是十分尖锐的 对付天然的生命。
In this process, there is a path which will forcefully, powerfully, sharply deal with your human nature.
在教会里面没有个性的强调。
So here in the church, we never emphasize the character.
没有文化背景的强调。
Nor we regard the culture or the background.
没有种族、没有习惯的强调。
Nor the habits, ethnicity.
所强调的就是竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
What we emphasize is to strive to endeavor to keep the unity of the spirit.
我们彼此的相聚力。
Now the very force that draws us together.
是因为我们有同一的生命吸引。
It's because the same life within us.
叫我们因着这个爱的生命而和谐的，舍不得分开的聚在一起。
Because this life of love that we are not willing to depart from one another, and we just want to stay together in harmony.
当我们自己强调自己的时候，我们就很容易把这个因为生命的连接。
When we emphasize ourselves, then very often we will suppress the very sense of life.
所以圣灵就提醒我们。
Therefore, the Holy Spirit is reminding us here.
要尽一切的可能竭力保守圣灵所赐的这一个义。
Endeavor with all possibility to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bound of peace.
所以到了十五节就说唯有用爱心说诚实话就是在爱里面述说真理才能够凡事长进连于元首其中
And then in 15 we read that only by speaking the truth in love then we may grow up in all things into him who is the head Christ
所以我们的联络不是因为我们的感情我们的背景
When we are joined together, it's not because of a background, or because of emotions.
是用我们在爱里述说神的话，神的真理。
And it's all because in love we speak of God's truth.
然后我们都连于元首基督。
And we're all linked up with the head.
这是基础。
Link up with Christ, and this is also the foundation.
我们跳下去，第二点就讲到。神作工的方法。
Here now we're going to jump to next theme. That's the method of God's work.
的唯一的方法是什么
？What is the only method of the building up of the church? What is it?
恩赐给教会。
He has given gifts to the church.
有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。
He gave some to the apostles, prophets, and evangelists, and some teachers and shepherds.
然后呢？让这些恩赐做什么呢
？So what would God use all these gifts for？
这些恩赐呢，是叫他们去成全圣徒。
All these gifts are to equip the saints。
然后叫圣徒们。
So all the saints
各尽其职。
Will fulfill their individual ministry。
当信徒们各尽其职的时候。
When all the faithful will fulfill their individual ministry, doing their share,
基督的身体就建立起来。
Then the body of Christ is built up.
所以我们看到，不是这些有恩赐的人就可以建造教会。
So here we see, if not, the church can be built up by all those people with great gifts.
建造教会的是一个一个的肢体，弟兄姊妹。
What builds up the church is the individual member of the body, each brother and sister.
因为属灵的建造乃是在于元首与身体的显出来。
Spiritual building up lies in the manifestation of the head and the body.
不是几个有恩赐的人就撑住场面。
Now, not just few people with gifts, they could dominate all things.
我们需要恩赐。
We do need gifts.
但是这些恩赐的目的不是彰显他们的恩赐。
But the purpose of all these gifts is not to show off their gifts.
这些恩赐是为了成全圣徒。
Instead, gifts are used to equip all the saints.
把圣徒们一个一个的带到主的跟前，
so,
带到服事的里面去，叫他们成熟，叫他们能够显出功用。
So one by one, these things can be brought before God. So each one of us can grow up and mature, and also fulfill each individual's function.
然后当肢体被成全的时候，
and when members are being equipped.
然后呢，我们就看到，就肢体被成全的时候
，When the members have been equipped，
当他们能够各尽其职的时候
，When each one is able to fulfill his own ministry，
就能够他们来建立基督的身体。
Then they can be used to build up the body of the Christ。
我们就看到属灵建造的那个原则。是非常效率不高的，我可以说，从人的角度来讲。
We see that the very principle of building the spiritual building up from man's point of view doesn't seem to be very effective.
因为今天要做，因为属灵的建造，教会的建造是把人建造起来，对不对？
Because spiritual building up, the building of the church is to build up men.
你要吸引人来啊。
You have to draw people over.
哦，然后叫人来在这里卖命啊。
And you're drawing people to seem to give out away their life.
所有做人团体的工作，你一定要给人一点好处的嘛。
But you see, when you are doing any kind of work that involves people, you have to give them some incentive, some good, and then other people will be willing to work for you. However, the very principle of the church is not to show off individuals. Because we only have one, not two, not three.
要显出一，你们人越多，就是每个人都要是零才显出一，对不对
？To reveal this only one, then everybody else has to be zero, isn't that right?
所以这个原则是要命的。
The principle is so exacting, it takes your life. What about the method?
也是非常的不效率不高的。
And also, it doesn't seem to be very effective.
效率高。
To be efficient.
要有组织。
You have to have organization.
要显出有这个强人。
You have to review or bring up out some strong people, experts in charge of different divisions.
摆出一个场面。
You have to put up this convincing thing to people.
但是这里要的说你们要成全圣徒，各尽其职。
But here the verse says you have to equip all the saints, all the people, to work their own ministries for the building up of the body of Christ. 而且
是全身都靠他联络的合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助。
And also from Christ, the whole body joined and knit together by what every joint supplies according to effective working by which every part does its share. 而且
才能够叫身体渐渐地增长，在爱中建立自己。
And this causes growth of the body for the building up of itself in love.
是非常从人的角度来讲效率低的方法。
From man's point of view, this is certainly very not effective.
但是是生命的方法。
However, this is the method of life.
在整个的过程里面，叫肢体生命透过配搭，透过学习，透过破碎，渐渐的增长。
Throughout the process that each individual of the life is being broken up, is being dealt with, and the life grows.
所以神做工是重看重人多过工作。
That's why God regards who we are more than what we do.
神要的因为是见证。What, 不是一个大的工作。
What God seeks after is the building up, not a great job, a work.
所以他因为要见证，所以就需要有见证人。
And because God seeks after testimony, therefore He needs witnesses.
而且每一个人都要是真真正正的见证人，把基督见证出来，让基督的荣耀彰显出来，让基督充满的人。
Each one of us has to be the real witness that he's been filled with Christ within and then manifest Christ without.
我很喜欢讲啊，我服侍的一些的经历。
I would just love to talk about some of my service experiences.
因为我一直觉得我是被成全的。
Because I always feel that I am being equipped.
我讲过我第一次到台湾啊，就我全时间服侍以后，第一次到台湾参加侍奉特会的时候。
I mentioned this before that after I served the Lord full time and I went to Taiwan to attend the special conference.
那个时候，吴和西弟兄坐在我前面。
And at that time, Brother Hosea Wu just sat in front of me.
江弟兄坐在他前面。
And Brother Stephen Kong in front of Brother Hosea Wu.
第一堂聚完会以后，他回头一看到我。
And after the first session, Brother Hosea Wu turned back and saw me.
就是跟江弟兄讲。
And he told Brother Kong.
说有一个美国弟兄要讲两堂下午的道，我们还没有安排翻译。要不要叫这个人来翻译？
And brother Jose Wu said that there's an American brother this afternoon who had to share two sessions. Why don't we have this young man translate?
那他们好像商量祷告一下就跟我讲。
And they consulted with each other and prayed a little bit and told me.
然后我就说我回去祷告一下，我也没有好好祷告。
And asked me to do so. So I told them, "Well, let me go back and pray."
我就去问问别的弟兄。哎，我说他们叫我去翻译，你说我行不行啊
？And I didn't really pray seriously. So I just asked others, "Do you think I can do it?"
那个弟兄说美国弟兄讲话都比较清楚、简单，没有问题，你上吧。
And one brother told me that well, American brothers speak. Always in a clear, simple way. No problem. Go ahead.
那个弟兄不是 Ernie 啊，所以我不是讲你。
That brother was not Brother Ernie.
结果我就上去了，你好好祷告上去了。
Here I went without serious prayers.
这个美国弟兄讲的道一点都不简单。
And it turned out this American brother's message was not simple at all.
他从大先知就讲到小先知
，from major prophets all the way to minor prophets。
我是从来没有给美国弟兄翻译过
，and I had never translated for any American brother。
那一堂啊，真是要了我的老命
，and that session was really killing me。
就是靠着神的恩典呢、啊，就是把他凑凑活活的把他就糊弄过去了啊。你们翻译的比我好很多啊。
By God's grace, somehow I pulled it through with all the patchwork. I just made it barely.
那最要命的，当我一下台呀、啊，有一个台湾的弟兄来跟我握手，因为他不会听英文。他说：“弟兄啊，你翻译的真好啊。”
And what really killed me is after I was done, a brother from Taiwan who did not speak English at all, he shook my hand and said, "Oh, what a wonderful translation this is." I don't know where I should put my face.
然后我就马上找吴和基，我说：“你看我是不行的啊。”
So I immediately went to Brother Wu and telling him, you know, I cannot do it here. Somebody else is available. Have him do it.
你知道这个侯爵最喜欢讲，我不行，我不行，我们看着办。他说。
You know, Brother Wu always loves to say this with an accent. We will see. We will see.
他说他去找江弟兄。
And so he went to Brother Kong and they talked it over.
然后第二天早上告诉我。
So the next day morning he told me.
他说江弟兄说过你第二堂一定要上去。
And Brother Kong said, you have to do it, even for the second session.、
哎、 我马上认罪悔改。
Right away, I confessed my sin, repented.
没有好好祷告，也说这个美国弟兄讲话很简单。
Because I had not prayed seriously, and even believing that American brother always gave very simple message.
靠着神的恩典，第二堂还翻得勉强。
And by God's grace, I did okay, better.
我讲这件事情的原因是什么？
And why is it that I told you this?
那是一个很大的聚会。
This is such a great conference, big one.
但是这些年长的弟兄们，他们看重的不是这个工作，而是看重我这个小弟兄。
Now all these elder brothers do not regard the work themselves, but they do regard me as a little brother then.
因为如果我第二堂不上去，我以后永远都不敢上去。
At the second session, I did not translate. I know I would never dare to translate anymore.
他们所看重的是成全圣徒。
What they regard is to equip all the saints.
今天在我们的聚会里面。
Today in our meeting.
我们也很多时候希望成全。一些年轻人。
A lot of times we would like to equip young brothers and sisters.
因为教会的建造不是靠几个有恩赐的人。
Because the building up of the church, it never depends on few with gifts.
所以有的时候，这个年轻人上去没有我们周五姊妹翻得好，你们要包容啊。
So sometimes if our young people come up and translate, according to him, not as I did, then bear with them.
甚至有年轻的弟兄上去讲台，没有年长弟兄讲的那么丰富。
And a lot of times young people come to the podium and their message is not as full as the elder brothers.
你们不是 complain, 你们不是在那里批评。你们现在能够为他们祷告
You should not complain.
成全起来
You should not criticize. Instead, you should be praying for this young brother to be equipped to do the job.
因为教会的建造的唯一的方法乃是成全圣徒，肢体配搭，每个人连于元首基督。
The only method to build up a church is to equip the saints.To join all the members and then link up with the head.
你知道这个 MBA 现在在打 final, right?
Do you know that is the final of MBA now?
什么叫做 triple double?
Do you know what is triple double?
就是三料的双数
Triple double.
就是不单单这个得分要 double.要双位数字。
Not only that, the points you score have to be in double digits.
篮板球 rebound 要。
And rebound.
还有个最难的是什么 ？Assist.
助攻。What's even more difficult is assist.
助攻，你帮助别人进球。
That is, you help others to score.
今天在教会里面，我们可能有人投篮投得很准。
Today maybe some are in the church who is able to play the basketball score points very well.
能够堵住破口 rebound.
And some people would stop the gap. That's just like rebound in basketball game.
但是有多少人愿意做这个无名英雄，帮助别人？
But how many people would be willing to be the unsung heroes simply to help others?
教会的建造是透过配搭。
The building up of the church is about this coordination.
是透过不是彼此的批评，而是彼此的成全。
It's not
the 帮助。
Mutual criticism, but the mutual equipping to help one another.
让他，让弟兄姊妹。能够来到主的跟前，让主使用。
So this brother or sister can come before God and be used by God.
让神的荣耀在他身上彰显。
So that the glory of God can be seen in this one.
我们感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise the Lord.
当我们讲到基督身体具体的 建造的时候，
when we speak of this concrete implementation of the body of Christ,
我们需要付代价，
we have to pay a price,
但是我们需要舍己，
that's to say we have to deny ourselves,
我们更需要积极地把自己献上，
even more actively offer yourself, allow him to use you,
不但是使用我们，
not only use us,
而且叫我们周围的弟兄姊妹他们能够更好，
but also enable the brothers and sisters around us to become better.
当肢体各尽其职的时候，
when every member of the body fulfills its own ministry,
我们就看到身体就渐渐增长，
then we'll see the body will grow gradually,
在爱中建立自己，
and to be built up in love.
我的时间又过了。
Again, my time is over.
我们祷告。
Shall we pray?
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we give thanks to you.
求你叫我们看见身体建造的路与原则。
Allow us to see the very path and the method of building up the church.
只有当一就是主耶稣基督显出来的时候，
Only when one, that's our Lord Jesus Christ, is manifested,
只有当我们众人都是连于元首基督，
Only when we all grow into the head, the Christ,
只有我们真是在基督生命的里面，我们按照这个招，按照这个生命来活的时候，
Only when we live out the calling according to Christ's life,
让肢体显出功用，
when the members of the body actually exhibit fulfill their function,
叫我们能够真是成全圣徒，叫弟兄姊妹能够各尽其职的时候，
only when all the saints are equipped and each one is able to fulfill his or her own ministry,
基督的身体就被建立起来。
Only when all these are done, then the body of Christ is built up.
你的荣耀在教会当中得着彰显。
And your glory will be manifested in the church.
在基督身体里面的充满的不是人，而是那充满万有者的充满。
But so that fills the church is not man, but the very fullness of Christ who fills all in all.
这是你所要的。
Lord, this is what you want.
这是你做工的方法。
And this is the very method of your work.
但愿我们众人都愿意舍己，背十字架来跟上去。
May we all are willing to deny ourselves and to take up our pride and keep up with you.
你自己建造你的教会。
You yourself will build up your church.
把荣耀归给你。
To you be all the glory.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.